KD Country 94 weather.
Stop by for the 12th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally this Friday, June 9th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars, the best 8-man players in the state of Kansas, and enjoy some high-quality entertainment. There'll be dancing, cheering, games, giveaways, and much more. So mark your calendars and make sure to be a part of the 12th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally this Friday, June 9th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Brought to you by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 84, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 62. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mainly sunny. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 71.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
AGCO in Beloit and Cocker City is growing. Come join our winning team and build top-of-the-line products including Fendt and Massey Ferguson planters and sunflower tillage and drills. Multiple full-time positions available for first shift, including fabrication, weld, assembly, and material handling. No weekends required. AGCO offers a $2,500 sign-on bonus for welders and a $1,000 sign-on bonus for all other employees. We provide excellent wages, paid time off, 401k with company match and more. New hires qualify for pay advances during the first 30, 60, 90 days. Looking for a new start with a great company? Apply at careers.agcocorp.com. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Deaths due to substance misuse and suicide are up across the country, but they're rising even faster in Kansas. More people died of alcohol-related causes and suicide in Kansas in 2021 than in the country overall, and the state's overdose death rate is growing much faster. Opioid deaths rose nearly four times quicker in the state of Kansas as they did nationally. Brandon Rivas with Trust for America's Health says the problem is worse in rural communities. Deaths arise out of chronic physical and emotional pain that can be related to lack of opportunity, other socioeconomic conditions, he said. Experts say addressing the issue will require removing barriers to mental health care in rural areas. Kansas recently ranked last in the country on mental health issues and access to treatment. Lawmakers recently passed legislation to make it easier for therapists to get licensed, but a mental health care worker shortage persists. Well, how much rain did you receive Friday and Saturday combined, and where? That was our question we put out on our KD Country 94 Facebook page yesterday. Here are the responses in case you're wondering about how much rainfall took place in north central Kansas. Much needed moisture and precipitation. Cynthia said 1 inch and 80 hundredths 3 miles north of Salmon Rapids. Cynthia said 6 inches total of rain in Mankato. Barbara said 10 miles south of Glen Elder, an inch 25. Thankful for the moisture. Kevin said an inch 43 in Glen Elder. Don, inch 30. South edge of Beloit. Jenny, an inch and a half, Scottsville. Joe, an inch 85 at the corner of Lincoln and Court in Beloit. 3 inches 90 hundredths in Harlan. An inch 50 in Jamestown. About an inch 55 southeast edge of Beloit. Inch 40 in Paradise. 90 hundredths of rain east side of Delphus. Inch 40 in Barnard. 2 inches and 60 hundredths 7 miles west of Mankato. And 2.5 inches of rain 4 miles east of Jewell, 5 inches of rain 5 miles east of Mankato, inch and a half in the Concordia area, and 3.5 inches in Esben. That was combined rainfall totals reported on our Facebook page for Friday and Saturday combined. So some really good rain and precipitation and much needed moisture here in north central Kansas over Friday and Saturday. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Stop by for the 12th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally this Friday, June 9th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. You can meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars, the best 8-man players in the state of Kansas. Enjoy some high-quality entertainment. There will be dancing, cheering, games, giveaways, much more. So mark your calendars for the 12th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally this Friday at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Brought to you by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and all of us at KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. This special Saturday will provide patrons the ability to shop Downs Chamber member businesses and also vendors. These vendors could include food, independent businesses, and more. There's no guarantee what will be available each month, but an announcement is made via the Downs Chamber Facebook page the week prior. But it is the second Saturday in Downs. In addition to spending the day shopping and enjoying the community, the Downs Chamber is giving away $100 on those Saturdays. And that'll be this Saturday from 10 to 5. Four winners will each receive $25 in Downs dollars. You can only sign up at Chamber businesses on that Saturday for a chance to win. Follow the Chamber's Facebook page. Downs Chamber of Commerce is a membership-based organization located in Downs. For more information about the Chamber, visit their website, DownsChamber.com. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KDCountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Butler, a three-pointer off the side of the rim. Brown, the rebound. Could the Heat foul here?
I'm taking a foul. I'm not allowing them to get off a three.
Denver does have a timeout, but they're not using it. 4 seconds. Murray, step back. Three-pointer. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Martin. And it's over. The Miami Heat have tied the NBA Finals.
The Heat and Nuggets knotted at one game apiece. Miami winning 111-108 on Sunday night in Game 2 of the NBA Finals in Denver. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. 8-man All-Star games are this week. The Kansas City Royals pick up a win on Sunday. Also, a sad story out of Kansas City on Sunday and the Stanley Cup Finals rolling on. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 38th annual 8-man All-Star games will take place this week in Beloit. We'll be previewing the area athletes throughout the week. All up to Saturday's games at Trojan Field. The 8-man Division 2 game will kick off at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Division 1 game following at 1:30 on KD Country 94 and the 8-man All-Star Game Radio Network. You can also visit 8manallstars.com throughout the week for more info.
Garcia in the air to deep center. Doyle onto the track at the fence, leaps, and it's gone! Michael Garcia's first major league home run.
That homer from Garcia provided some insurance as the Royals finished with a 2-0 win over the Rockies Sunday afternoon in Kansas City. Brady Singer pitched 5 2/3 innings, giving up no runs on just 6 hits with 7 strikeouts, moving to 4-4 with the win. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on Singer.
He did a good job of elevating when he had to, but also pitching to the corners. And then the slider, it looked like it had some better depth at times when he needed to get under the left-handed bat or expand with the righties. And again, even that, it's command. You know, he puts them in really good spots when he needed to. I mean, I think that's who we think he is. That's who he is going to be for us. You know, when things turn, is he's going to be a guy that goes 6-7 innings for us consistently. And I think you guys probably saw that consistently last year.
Royals are now 18-41 at the win, and they're on the road to Miami to start a 3-game series with the 32-28 Marlins tonight at 5:40. Some sad news out of Kansas City on Sunday as well. Norma Hunt, the wife of the late Kansas City Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt, passed away on Sunday. Hunt's family sent in a statement, quote, "Mom was steadfastly devoted to her family and fiercely passionate about her family's sports teams. Kind, generous, and unfailingly positive. Mom was one of a kind," unquote. No cause of death was given. Norma Hunt was 85 years old. Well, I heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Miami Heat even out the best of 7 series with the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals Sunday night, taking Game 2, 111-108 in Denver. In a back-and-forth affair, Miami led 21-10 early, but Denver outscored them 32-11 over the next 9 minutes, led by as many as 15 in the second quarter. Nuggets held an 8-point lead after 3, but the Heat outscored them 17-5 early in the final frame, held on for the 3-point win as Jamal Murray's game-tying 3-point attempt missed. The Heat cashed in on 17 3-pointers as Gabe Vincent led a balanced attack with 23 points. Nikola Jokic scored a game-high 43 in the loss for the Nuggets. With the series tied at 1, the two teams head back to Miami for Game 3 on Wednesday night.
Michael to the loose puck. Here's Riley Smith. Shoots for the empty net. He scores! 23 Stanley Cup final. They defeat the Florida Panthers 5-2.
The Golden Knights used three goals in the final period to pull away for the 5-2 win over the Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday night in Vegas. Up 1-0 in the series, Vegas will host Game 2 tonight at 7 o'clock on TNT. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Kitty Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.